A $54 million project to add a pair of floating cruise ship berths to Juneau's waterfront is within months of completion. It will expand the port's capacity to accommodate larger vessels. As KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports, the project is being paid for by port fees and the head tax paid by cruise ship passengers.
Cruise ships are getting bigger, and Juneau is trying to expand its terminal to keep up with the industry requirements. The downtown Alaska steamship dock was limited to tying up ships greater than about 800 feet, and the southern cruise terminal, or CT dock, was not much bigger, says Eric Schall, Juneau's deputy port engineer.
The original max length that we could receive at our southern CT dock was 960 feet, and now we'll be able to receive a 1,000-foot vessel and an 1,100-foot vessel at the same time.
Manson Construction is the lead contractor working to expand the cruise ship berths. 25-strong crew from the Seattle-based firm has been working double shifts, drilling and driving piles in the daytime and welding in the evenings. The work should be wrapped up by early May. The cruise ship industry says the new dock still isn't as big as it should be. John Binkley is president of the Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, which represents companies sailing state waters.
They liked bigger ships. There's more amenities, more variety of things to do on the ships. And it's also an economic reason. The larger the ship, just like with a bus or a car or an airplane, the more passengers you can get on, the better the economics are.
Meanwhile, standing next to the new floating berths, Assemblyman Jesse Keel attends a recent tour to see the progress. He says the new cruise ship terminal will aid the local economy.
I really like that we're replacing this infrastructure for the next 50 years of this piece of Juneau's economy. And of course, the added benefit is that Juneau sales tax and property taxpayers aren't footing this bill. This is coming from taxes that the industry and the passengers pay for the services that we provide.
The first cruise ships are scheduled to arrive in Juneau on May 1st. They are the New Amsterdam and the Eurodam, both 935-foot-long signature-class vessels operated by Holland America Line. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.